My name is Oksana Stalzinski, and I'm originally from St. Petersburg, Russia. I moved to the United States about 4 years ago with my husband, and first we lived in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania for 2.5 years, and about a year ago we moved here to Pittsburgh. That's where my husband is originally from. When I was first born, my family lived in so-called communal apartment. So that means we had a 3-bedroom apartment, but 3 different families lived in that apartment. So each family had their own room, and the room was pretty small. So there was 2 of my parents, myself and my sister, and we shared a kitchen and bathroom. So can you imagine 3 families with kids and adults having to share one bathroom when everyone was getting ready to go to school or to work? When I was probably 5 or 6 years old, we moved to our own apartment. So that was already after the Soviet Union collapsed and it was just Russia. And we moved into our own 2-bedroom apartment. So that was a big change for us. I grew up in a big city with a lot of opportunities there, and it was never my plan or intention to immigrate to a different country. So the first time actually when I came to the States, it was through the exchange program after my college education in St. Petersburg, between my college back at home in St. Petersburg and American college in Portland, Oregon. It's called Reed College. So I came here for 2 years to teach Russian to American students because I did study English at home in school and in university, but when I came to the States, I realized that I actually did not speak any English, so I had so many troubles understanding students, especially when they were speaking as a group, like very fluently. I think even the super little things that you never think about are not self-explanatory and confusing. For example, things like the way you turn on water in the bathroom, it's very different from what I'm used to at home. So first time I was in the shower in my room in college, took me 20 minutes to figure out how to turn the water on. And I was like, well, I never thought that would be such a big issue. The second time when I was moving here already, I felt like in general, I knew what I was going for because I've been to the United States before and I knew some of the norms and traditions and cultures. But of course, it was a little sad moving here, knowing that I'm coming here for a long time and my family is all staying back at home. Now my family is kind of split between the countries. My husband and my son are here, but my parents and my grandparents and my friends are all back home. People in general here are more like open to conversations and you know, they are much more like welcoming than what I'm used to in St. Petersburg. It doesn't mean that people here in general are nicer than people in Russia. Like, I can't say that, but the social norms are very different. So in Russia, for example, it's not common for people to smile to each other and to have small talks if you don't know someone, right? Like on the streets or in elevators or public transportation, because there are so many people and you really need to move and get to wherever you need to be. But here, it definitely made me feel very welcomed because people were so like open for conversations and small talks and smiling to me. So that was a really nice impression. I wouldn't say that the experience of immigration changed me too much, but definitely experience living in a different country. To me, it actually had impact not only in my personal life, but also on my professional life. Because when I first came to the United States and I was teaching Russian in college, thinking about, you know, maybe doing like more of a research-based work. But then when I experienced this living in a different country and how much it influenced me, and so I decided to enter the field of international education and help other people or students who are interested in study abroad opportunities or some exchange programs. We're not 100% sure that we will stay here for forever or for a long time, so life might bring us back to St. Petersburg or somewhere else in the world, and we're very open to those opportunities, but we also love being in Pittsburgh. So if we stay here, I do not have any problems with that.